Is it unmuted? Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next session is on business service management for System Center. Please welcome Kelvin Lee, Director of Business Solution at Savvisions.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for joining me. I'll try to keep it as short, as sweet as possible, as I know we have a lunch break in around 10 to 20 minutes. So I will actually dive right into the presentation. Maybe a little bit about myself. As you mentioned, Kevin Lee. I've been working with Savvision for over 5 years. So from when the company started at around 2006, I have been able to join in on some of the developments that we've been going through as one of the first guys that has been part of the commercial team, if you will. So we've actually grown from when I started, when we were just a small team of four, to a globally operating company. We have offices in Canada and Dallas, and we are headquartered out of Amsterdam, which is where I'm from. Some of you might notice Kevin Lee and ask, wait a minute, he's not Chinese. That's right. My father's from the UK, which hence the surname. I've been getting that question quite often during this week, so I thought I might want to skip that before the Q&A. Very briefly, what I'll be focusing on today will be LifeMaps Unity, which is really the business service management solution we offer on top of System Center. I'll have, of course, a demo already set up, which I will walk you through some of the scenarios. Also, one of the newer releases that we've been talking about lately is Dashboards by Savvision. Actually, yesterday I've had the pleasure of getting a nice demonstration up for you guys where I can actually show some of the predefined dashboards that we will be offering. So that will also be part of this presentation. I'll dive very lightly into Cloud Reporter, which is, as it says there, obviously a cloud capacity management tool. We released this tool to be purely for Hyper-V, but now we've also added capabilities so that we are able to tie into vCenter, have some of the alerts being pulled into SCUM, and able to do some capacity planning on VMware as well. And Cloud Advisor, I'll very briefly say right now, it's a recommendation tool we have. It's usable with System Center Virtual Machine Manager, VMM, and it's free available. So I'll make sure to drop the link later on. We have a booth as well, so you can come and have a look there, and I'll make sure you get the right tools. Just very quickly to show you, as I mentioned, we already work with over 700 customers across the world. Just a very short summary of the kind of companies that we already work with. So we are not really a vertical driven company. We really focus on companies who work with SCUM, who are struggling when it comes to visualizing the information they get and making sure it's accessible by everyone within their IT organization. But I'll show you a bit more on that in the following slides. So this is basically the value prop that we have. So what we have found, one of the founders have found, Dennis and Douwe, two Dutch guys. They worked with at the time EDS, and they've worked with a whole scale of monitoring solutions. And the thing they have been kept running into in all these years is making that information within companies visible to the entire company. The problem now, with SCUM, I wouldn't even really call it a problem, but it's a great tool for collecting information, collecting data, and having a lot of tie-ins, obviously, with the other System Center tools. But from a visualization, a user interface perspective, it's still a very technical written product. And what we found is that, SCUM is usually hidden away, with the engineering teams who are diligently working through, the list of alerts that they're getting. Now, amongst other things, but with LifeMaps, we've tried to change that direction. Whereas with the initial release, we've really, focused on making sure that customers are able to, set up maps the way they envision them, and they're able to easily share them throughout the company. So it's not just a SCUM console you're using. but it's also accessible through the through websites, live maps, consoles, etc., etc. So that's some of the stuff we have currently, which is of course your executive dashboards. I'll show you a number of examples. Intelligent notifications, where we actually allow you to create notifications based out of your smartphone, as we have a mobile application. But what we're also recently doing with the new Live Maps Unity release is that we are changing the way we want you guys to get alerted. So normally within SCOM you would receive a number of alerts. It could be anywhere between 50 or 100, maybe even more during the day. And that's quite hard to manage. Also, defining actionable alerts among those lists is quite a challenge. And through this, through our business service model, we will actually send you alerts based on a particular perspective. So instead of getting 50, 100 alerts potentially through SCOM, we will only send out one, two, to a maximum of three alerts, depending on the perspective you'll be notified upon. Also, some of the things that we're looking in for the future, cloud cost analysis. This is really part of the Cloud Reporter solution, where we're tying our forecast reports to investments that need to be made from a money perspective. Obviously, we're also looking into Azure integration with both dashboards as well as live maps. ETA on that, I have to get back to you guys. That is something we are still currently working on. But we are developing a tie-in between live maps and the Azure management pack. So, Live Maps Unity. Well, as I've been saying a few times, we look to enable business service management for System Center. So as you know, throughout the years, as we've been working with a large number of customers, they were all very happy with the usage. They were extremely glad that they were able to pinpoint the root cause of problems really quickly. But as companies evolved and companies matured from a monitoring perspective, we've gotten a very different question, which was, all right, guys, we can find the objects real swift. That's great. But the thing that my manager wants to hear, or the things that I want to see, is I want to be able to relate my my alert to a business service. Which of my business services are potentially affected by this outage? Actually saying, where is my company, you know, where might they be losing money and where can we improve our steps? That is where Live Maps Unity comes in. As you can see here in the screenshot, through actually three different perspectives, end user, application, and infrastructure, we create that as a service. We are able to easily select the components which are part of that particular service and will allow you to run SLA reports, but also have a very high level, quick overview of what your service is looking like at this moment. Well, I've actually briefly touched on this. What it does, so on top you'll have the entire service, which could be anything from AD, from email, to very custom applications, anything that is critical to your business, you're able to visualize through the business service model. And we have divided that into three categories. Your end user perspective, so that will be your end users, actually a check, are they still able to access your service? The application side, what applications will I need to make sure the service is running? And from an infrastructure perspective, because obviously you'll need your core IT to be up and running for the other two to work as well. So one of the interesting things you also see when I dive into the demonstration is, of course, there can be IT problems which engineers will need to work on and get fixed, making it more of a proactive state you're turning your organization into, as they're able to fix problems before a fire has broken out, if you will. And of course, the online demo. As I mentioned, trying to keep the number of slides very short and sweet. So what you're actually seeing here is our demo environment, and this is the services dashboard. You'll notice a number of things. On top, you'll find the most critical services. That way, you always have the things you need to work on first on top. But what you also see, for example, on the operations manager side, there actually is a problem on the application side, but my end users are not affected, meaning you'll still have enough resources and, you know, applications as a backup potentially to make sure your ops manager is still running. So what I'll do now is I'll quickly drill down, as we say, into one of these services to give you a better idea of what kind of information you can expect when you build this out yourself. So we'll look at order entry. Something seems to be in a warning state on the infrastructure side. And once we click on that, you'll be brought to the order entry service. So from this point, you'll be able to see a number of things. On top, obviously, you'll have your three perspectives. And one of the more interesting things as well is that you're already able to see, okay, my web servers are in a warning state. If you'd like, you can already dive in scum from this moment on and, you know, start troubleshooting the issue. But if you're looking to get a bit more detail, we also have a small button called service levels. Now, with every service that you create, you will be actually taken through a wizard where you will select the objects that are part of the service. Now, what's very important here is that once you press save, Live Maps will be creating a lot of things for you in the background. We will be creating the distributed application. We'll be able to create the health roll-ups. So actually, by going through a wizard, we are actually taking you through a very simplified manner of setting up a DA and actually your entire business service. So just scrolling down real quick. I'm sorry about the resolution, guys. So here you'll see that there have been four, you know, service level objectives automatically set for the entire service, and then three for your different components, different perspectives. You're able to change this into any percentage which is relevant. So it could be 95, could even be lower. It all depends on how you've set your thresholds. And again, you're also able to go to 1 day, 1 week, and a month. One of the more interesting things here to see as well is actually the related services part. And for this particular service, there are no relations. You can imagine, for example, that the order entry service is dependent on a SQL databases, for example. You're able to select them here as well as a service. So if there's anything wrong and you need to pinpoint the root cause of an issue for order entry, good bet is if your SQL services are in red, that they are related. So now let me dive into, on the infrastructure perspective, because obviously something is wrong on this side. Also, this is something you can just manually draw with Live Maps. And it's actually pretty straightforward. It's a pretty simple view. You have your firewalls where you can put in all the information that is required. You can fully customize this with logos, backgrounds. Should you, for example, have an entire data center view, you can just upload that file, put all your servers on there, click save, and you actually have a living, breathing document to help you, pinpoint problems, because that is really what we're focused on in this session. And again, we found the problem, and from here you can also directly dive into all of the views that you are used to working with through the SCUM integration. Also, one interesting piece that we'll be adding here as well. Should this be related to any of your other creative services, as I've just shown you in the previous page, look, there we go. So should you actually only work with this particular map, would something be wrong with the web services, you will know, all right, Bob from Order Entry will give me a call that he's unable to put in orders or that his machine is becoming slow. So this, again, changes the entire perspective of monitoring into a more proactive state, whereas you're able to fix problems before Bob gets too annoyed. And just to quickly show you some navigational pieces we have here as well. But this would be the application piece with a number of websites, number of databases, and, for example, an external payment provider. And here are your end user perspectives. So this will, again, immediately, in a glance, give you an idea. Going to the page, you'll be able to see which, you know, of the three perspectives are currently having problems. And again, from here, we can just quickly go back into the service map. Now, what some of the interesting pieces here are as well, I was talking about that we can actually replace some of the email notifications we'll be sending out through SCUM. if it's only important for you to know on a service level if something would go wrong, it will not matter if here if there's 1, 5, 10, 20, or 50 alerts. For the prospective infrastructure, we'll only be sending out one alert. That will be an email, or it can be a push notification, whichever you've set up, maybe through the native mobile application. But the important thing here is you will get a link to this map. So again, immediately finding out where a problem lies and solving it within mere seconds, hopefully even faster. So that is the service map that I really wanted to show you. And again, what's also key in this particular piece, I've mentioned that you're able to walk through a wizard and select the objects in the perspectives, and it will create the it will create the perspective for you. Now, for four particular services, we will do this out of the box. One of them, as you'll see here, is actually Exchange 2013. So if you have the latest Exchange Management Pack installed, this will all be created automatically. There's no need to find the objects. There is no need to create dependencies. There's no need to create distributed applications. This will all be done out of the box. We will create everything for you in the background. Only thing you need to make sure of is that you have the latest Exchange Management Pack implemented in your Scrum environment. And this would be the result. Well, not the alerts, of course, but the map you're seeing will be the result of just clicking next finish. And again, just showing your integration within Scrum. From here, you can go anywhere. And also, you'll find a summary of the alerts down here as well. And very quickly, in a nutshell, that is, those are some of the capabilities you're able to do with Live Maps Unity. Some of the other features that I haven't been able to touch on or showcase in our demo environment, but I do wanted to point out, would be, of course, the dynamically updating services. So through the service model, by creating your distributed applications, you can create complete service models around these. Also, from within SCOM, you're able to set membership rules on particular live maps views, for example, specific naming conventions or switches with a particular subnet address. Once you've set that rule, live maps will automatically, through SCOM, detect which objects that are being monitored are targeted by that rule, and it will put them in a dynamic list view for you. So you can imagine if you have a large virtual environment with a lot of people running around creating VMs, removing VMs, and you want to make sure your live maps service is up to date, that will be a perfect way for you guys to keep that managed. Also, one other thing would be the .NET application discovery. So it's really purely on .NET at this moment, and it's really creating a business service in a similar way like I've just shown you through a wizard, finding your complete .NET applications, including their connections to your databases. So that will also be another extremely helpful way to showcase what the options are with Live Maps. And again, all the monitoring itself is done by SCOM. So there's no additional hardware required for the installation. It's quite a lightweight product. It just sits with your SCOM, and you're actually already set. Now, the other tool I was mentioning, which is dashboards by Zavision. We've already gotten, of course, a lot of comments if you're looking at our our Live Maps product when it comes to Silverlight. It can, of course, it's not mobile friendly. And it is, let's face it, it's not the fastest out there. So what we've actually already done as a first step is create a number of dashboards, predefined dashboards, which are actually developed, through HTML5 and developed on a, mobile first basis. Meaning that, for example, even now on my smartphone, I'll actually be able to show you some of the dashboards that we have available. And luckily enough, they've been working very hard on an initial demonstration. I'm able to show you some of the products that we have available. And again, it's a separate product from Live Maps. It's also freely available. That would mean you get four predefined dashboards and one that is fully customizable. As I mentioned, they are currently hard at work at finalizing actually the authoring console, so that might take a few days longer. But if you want to take a look at the predefined dashboards, I will be showing them to you now, but we also have them available at the booth. So without any further delay, I will actually showcase some of those. There we go. This is just one very quick example while it loads of the a customly created order entry dashboard. The ones that I'll be showing are really revolving around the Microsoft technology. Let me see. It is there, but. There we go. I was already logged in. So this is actually the home screen. From here, you're actually, once you log in using SCUMM credentials, you can just very quickly add new dashboards. Initially, it will be delivering a number of widgets to you where you can drag and drop your own dashboards within a few minutes. But for now, as they are still working on the authoring experience, we have a number of dashboards available for you. So first off, let me just go into the basic computer health, which will actually give you a, there we go. So this will actually, like with Live Maps, like with the business service, it will show you the computers which are in the most critical state on top, and then we'll move down from warning and healthy and green. Just very quickly scroll down to show what that looks like. And obviously, if you want to filter down some of the PCs that you have here, you can actually do that right here. Have a look at the Hyper-V hosts. IS servers. And again, if you want to see them all, you can just very quickly, look through them as well. And from here, you can navigate to any of the other perspectives that we've just seen. So here we can also see them with monitor details, which should give us a bit more information. And very quickly, already immediately identifying what could be the problem with those particular servers on, ping, disk space, event log, from a services perspective. Now, this is also a very important point if you're talking about, the Live Maps Unity integration. As you create services and three different perspectives with Live Maps Unity, with a later release, it's not with the initial release, we will be actually allowing you to link your services into dashboards by Cevision. So they are completely tied in with one another, and we hope we'll be looking to expand this over the course of the months with a large number of other wizards. And again, the same concept applies. If you scroll down, these are all healthy. I'll show another example in this particular case, Exchange. Go, and from here you can even drill down, of course, into the others, into particular services or servers, if you will. And what's also nice to see, well, it's not so very nice because it's an alert, because it's tied in with SCUMM, you're able to actually see that alert as well. And from there on, once it's finalized, you can actually go into SCUMM and start troubleshooting that alert very quickly. And because it does actually skip the SDK and goes straight into the data warehouse. And in combination with HTML5, it's fast. You're able to get more information on a longer period of time as well. And here again, you will see the related services, which you can actually click through once that is finalized. One last thing I'd love to show you would be the SQL Server. Now, actually, what's one of the important things to note here is that you're also looking at, clusters of SQL, because, of course, on one SQL cluster could be more instances or more servers. So you'll get a larger overview, and you'll notice that from this point on as well, you can even define that depending on the server, and it will actually show you more performance on those particular servers as well. And if you would like to see what this all looks like, for example, on a smartphone, on an iPad, maybe on your own Windows phone. I'll be able to more than happy to demonstrate that to you guys. Should you be interested in knowing a little bit more about what's to come, and you can also register with us once it's released to be one of the first to actually play with the solution. And actually, very briefly, Cloud Reporter. As I mentioned, I wanted to really focus on live maps, as I feel that most of you from a monitoring experience would benefit the most from getting a presentation on both dashboards as well as live maps Unity. But obviously, if you look at Cloud Reporter from a virtual perspective, it's really allowing you to maximize the ROI based on your private cloud. So now we have both tie-ins into Hyper-V, but as well as into VMware, allowing you to actually create some resource exhaustion prediction, which means that as it will be installed, it will be collecting information from anywhere between 5 to 7 days. And based on the usage that they're seeing right there, you will be able to get reports on when you will be needing to expand your virtual environment, you need to expand your data center. And from that point on, we'll also be looking to insert more, cost analysis from that perspective. Of course, reports on your idle machines. So like I mentioned before, with live maps, there might be a lot of changes happening within your virtual environment, people making VMs and then using them once, and right after just, dropping them and leaving them, for good, if that makes sense. We were able to identify these for you so you can actually immediately act and actually putting these babies back to sleep so you can free up more resources, run another resource exhaustion report, and again, you might be able to do a quarter or two, with the resources that you have. Identify also, powered off virtual machines. Should you still be looking to utilize these will also help you from a cost analysis perspective. If you're efficiently using the tools, within your reach. And as this is based on SQL reporting services, you can run periodic reports through Excel, Word, PDF, whichever you prefer, and have them sent directly to you per mail or to particular roles who are very key when it comes to finding out what's going on within their virtual environment. From a Cloud Reporter perspective, it will be picking information up out of System Center Operations Manager. But if you also have VMM installed, there will be some added capabilities to those reports. Should you be looking for more details on that, I'll be more than happy to share those with you if you drop by the booth. And again, through vCenter, we're also supporting VMware, and we are able to pull the alerts out of there into SCUM, so you actually have one complete overview of your entire environment. And with 2 minutes left to go, I'll be coming to the end of my presentation. But of course, like Mike mentioned as well, fill in those evals, good, bad, mediocre, whichever you prefer. But it'll get you a chance to win something nice. Of course, we've thrown in a bunch of stuff in there as well, which I'm sure you guys will like. And then last but not least, thank you so much for your time. I hope it was interesting for you guys to see. If you drop by the booth, I'll be able to tell you a lot more about both live maps, dashboards by Cevision, as well as Cloud Reporter. And we have some very nice Dutch treats, which I'm sure some of you guys already picked up. So thanks again, guys. Thank you.